Hey, this is Dan Ospett of Discovery Channel Cycling Team, back here at the Tour de France for the finish of Stage 18 in Mende. And sure enough, just as Johan Bruneau had predicted a couple of days ago, the stage was definitely tricky. The finish had two climbs towards the end, a Category 3 and then a finishing Category 2, and it was pretty steep. If you saw the coverage, the crowds were huge, and a little odd to see that kind of craziness on the climbs here on the Thursday before the finish in Paris. And sure enough, Ivan Basso, who has shown his class in this race and is a solid second overall, attacked on that finishing climb and brought Lance with him and two other riders, Jan Ulrich and Cadel Evans, and nobody else was able to match the pace. And Lance looked terrific on that climb. He took the lead a handful of times and rode very smooth away, and they gained time in everybody else. But I think the biggest loser today was Michael Rasmussen, who dropped 35 seconds to those four guys. And now his podium spot, third overall, looks to be a little bit tenuous as Jan Ulrich gained some time on him. And leading up to tomorrow's stage, which has five climbs in it, and then Saturday's time trial, his position could be in doubt, and Jan's pretty motivated to try to get on the podium. He's made that his goal. But for Lance and the team, it was sort of business as usual. A break went up the road today. 10 riders gained a ton of time, and it was the Benjamin Naval and Pavel Padrino show once again, riding at the front of the field, just kind of keeping the break in check, really not wanting to bring it back, but just kind of keeping the pace high. And Paolo Salvadelli, yesterday's stage winner, and Checho Rubiera and Jose Azevedo, those guys kind of took over later in the stage as a second category climb had to be taken. And then it was George and Popovich towards the end. But then when Basso went, only Lance, Evans, and Ulrich could match that pace. And those guys rode to the finish line pretty well. They finished about 11 minutes and changed back of the winner, Marcus Serrano, a Spanish rider from the Liberty team. And again, Lance still has his 2:46 lead over Ivan Basso. He's now 3:46 over Rasmussen, and his lead over Ulrich remains the same at 5:58. So again, tomorrow there's more climbing. It just seems that the sprinters just don't have any luck at this year's tour. The green jersey hasn't changed at all. In a couple of days, the points remain the same, and the battle for the yellow remains the same, obviously. But Basso again tried to go. Ulrich kind of faded a bit, got back on, and made up some time on Rasmussen. So here we go. Tomorrow's stage with five climbs, and of course Saturday's key time trial. And everyone's been talking about Lance and having not won a stage of this year's tour, but we all know that Lance is likely the favorite on Saturday. He's seen the course. It's pretty tricky in Saint-Étienne. It's hilly, it's up and down, it's twisty and windy. And we all expect Lance to really want to put a final stamp on this tour and have a great ride there. And who knows, maybe some other guys can also do pretty well. But the team actually today dropped to second place in the team classification as a T-Mobile rider was in the early breakaway. It ended up finishing eighth, so T-Mobile jumped ahead of our guys in the team classification. But again, I think that was kind of icing on the cake after yesterday's great win by Paolo. So come back tomorrow for the 19th stage. It's actually the shortest road stage of the race, 153.5 kilometers. But again, there's five climbs, including a Category 2 climb of over 11 kilometers. So the sprinters will be struggling. There could be some more final attacks by Basso and by Ulrich. I'm sure those guys want to put on some more time on Rasmussen, but we expect Lance and Popovich and George and the boys to kind of hold it in check and really set the table for Saturday's time trial. Should be a great finish. And for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.